Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. So what we talk about on this podcast is all things to do with spirituality, surrendered manifestation, angel messages, and self-love, really becoming the best versions of ourselves and stepping into our highest potential so that we can love ourselves and love our lives. I'm so grateful to have you here. I ask if you are listening, please give this video or this podcast a star rating and make sure to take a screenshot and pop it on your Instagram stories, as I love seeing them over on Instagram. I do want to give you a quick side note that I stream all of these podcasts on my YouTube channel as a live stream. So if it sounds like I'm speaking to the camera or if I'm describing a card, as I do card messages in these podcasts, that is why. It is because I'm literally speaking to the camera as well as the podcast. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and let's get straight into today's podcast. Hello. I'm just going to wait for people to join. I wasn't meant to go live today. I have to head out soon, but I felt this impulse from the angels to make a transmission, a stream, because the past 2 days, you may have noticed the energy has been so heavy. If you are energy sensitive, there may have been headaches, exhaustion, a lot of fear coming to the surface, like a lot of old things that you thought you'd move past and you'd moved through are coming back. And you're like, why the hell is this coming back again? Like, literally, I thought I worked through this. I thought we were past this. It could be a lot of old things just flooding up to the surface, but it's important to be the observer. So I want to get this message out really quickly. And if you are watching this, please give this video a thumbs up. It really helps me out a lot. But yeah, I'm just going to close my eyes and just tune in and see what wants to come through specifically. So I'm hearing a lot of fear is coming up for people, like a lot of fear. Now resonate whatever you hear and it doesn't resonate, don't take it. Okay, this is just the things that intuitively you're like, yeah. A lot of fear has been coming up for people lately of old patterns, really old beliefs, things that like literally you thought you had healed like 2 years ago are just coming back to the surface. A lot of doubting yourself, doubting your vision, doubting your sovereignty, your heart. Let's say you wanted, I'm hearing for some people, like a business idea. You decided you were going to do the specific business idea. You had it all set out, all planned. And then right before, you doubt it and you completely think it's useless. It's not going to help anyone. And you're limiting like so much of that feeling. So when I wanted to speak about this really quickly, because when we go on a spiritual awakening and we go through that, and I'd say a lot of you guys are so deep into it, the thought of a spiritual awakening, the word is even like, oh yeah, that happened ages ago. But what happens is when we go through a spiritual awakening, there can be a lot of depression. There can be a big dark night of the soul, something I experienced for very long periods of time. Because what starts to happen is when you awaken to this world and to the truth of this world, and that you're not just this body, you're not just like a limited person, you're not just your mind, you're not just your thoughts, you're not just what you see isn't just what it is. What starts to happen is an immense amount of grief comes up, immense amount of pain and sadness, because essentially your soul is so separate from who you thought you were, because we're so conditioned to be something. We're so programmed to be a specific type of person, to even the way we look, the way we should dress. All of these different things come from societal programming and conditioning. The news and media create so much fear. We realize so much crap online is garbage. Like literally you look at like, I'm sorry, but you look at like just tabloids and like magazines and you're like, this is garbage. And then you're hanging around with people and you're like, what the frick are we talking about? I even start laughing. It's like, you're just like, this is so stupid. And it can feel very, I'm sorry, I'm literally crying laughing. It can feel so stupid. It can feel so like, come on, what the fuck is going on here? Like, do you know what I mean? So that's usually what starts to happen. And if you feel an immense amount of pain or depression or sadness or a lot of tears that were shed, no, I went through that too. And that's because, and a lot of psychics who see energy, and I've read a lot of books on people who can see souls within the body. It resides behind the heart chakra. A lot of people's souls are essentially floating outside their bodies. They're not even connected. And so a spiritual awakening is a retrieval of the soul that was lost, because I'm studying to be a shamanic practitioner at the moment. And one of the things that we were talking about was soul loss, which is something most humans experience, where when we experience a lot of trauma, or pain. It could be as simple as someone bullying us or saying a rude comment. We can experience soul loss because our soul is such a divine essence of pure love. It's such a sacred, it comes right from the source. And so when we experience pain in this multidimensional world, because this is there's duality to this world. It's not just one emotion. There's so much colors to the spectrum. There's the different colors of the rainbow. When we experience that, the soul gets a shock of going, oh, it's not all love and light here. And it almost loses and leaves. And so the spiritual awakening is a soul retrieval. And you're essentially pulling back layers of yourself that you had lost, layers of yourself that you felt weren't acceptable and weren't essentially good enough. And so the biggest thing I'm hearing from the angels right now is that the subconscious mind, which is the body, which is the feelings that we experienced, subconscious mind isn't just the thoughts, it's like the energy and the trauma stored in your body. That's all the subconscious mind. A lot of those things that we thought we had faced are coming back now to be faced, meaning right before your spiritual awakening, you could have believed in yourself so much. I know for me, I was immensely confident. Even though I wasn't deep down, I was very good at putting on this like, hey, like a really loud girl inside. I was quivering and shivering. But I was really confident in my beliefs. I was really confident in goals and my dreams. You probably had really big aspirations. And like, I remember I was speaking with a friend and she was saying like, before her spiritual awakening, she was like, she like set a goal to make like a million in a year, like her first year of business. And she was like, I want that freaking confidence back. Like, where did it just run off to? And the reason you may feel like your life has gone a bit backwards since you went through an awakening, or it went, I'm in such a giddy mood. It's like the fairy energy. It's probably because I'm going to pull some fairy cards. But what starts to happen is you don't just have a spiritual awakening and life becomes bliss and you actually elevate into a higher self. You're almost the opposite, where you have to face all the things that you quote unquote ran away from. So you face the doubt. And so a lot of energy right now is coming to the surface is the doubt that we held or the fear that we held. It's all coming up right now for us to move through. So it's not to say, oh, I'm going backwards. Oh, like life is going crap again because this is coming up again. No, it's simply moving up because your subconscious body is telling you, yeah, you're ready to move through this now. And so what happens is this false sense of self that we first, when we go through a spiritual awakening, we almost go back and forth between the zigzag, back into the reality of who we used to be, back into the soul. And like, it's like we live two separate lives and we're living in two different worlds, where one world we're more authentic and we're striving for better and we're doing our purpose and we're enjoying ourselves and we're really living from our soul essence, to flooding back to the ego, where maybe you used to go out drinking with your friends every weekend and you start hanging out with old people or people that don't, you know, just whatever it is that don't resonate with your new vibration, or you start going back to an old reality or an old lifestyle. Or my favorite one is that I've done a lot in the past, is we try and go back to the old way we used to do things because it worked then, but it's not going to work now. Our higher self won't let us do that. They're too smart. And so we almost live in these two worlds where we're going back and then we're going back in, and it's this crazy chaotic thing. And the ego is just like, I'm lost. I don't know what's happening. And so what I'm really hearing here is not to freak out if you feel like now you're believing in yourself less, or maybe you feel the most vulnerable, right? When we go through a shadow and we experience emotions and we start to feel the energy in our body, it can really shake us and we can almost feel a bit like jelly. We can feel unstable and really vulnerable. I know the amount of compassion I hold for people sometimes scares me, because it overpowers everything within me. And a lot of the time I can feel very vulnerable. And I know for you, if you resonate with my energy, you can feel very vulnerable or very weak at times because you're experiencing so much energy in your body and so much emotion. You're like, oh my God, I don't believe myself. But this is the beautiful part, where you have to realize the strength that you hold, that you get to feel these feelings, that you get to experience the variety of things, and you're not running away from it. Because so much humans, they are so numbed that they're not even aware of any emotion within their body. They can't even feel it. And so they have to live their life in a constant state of distraction. Whereas when you face that shadow and you face that part of yourself that you've been running away from for so long, you are rewarded. And I can really assure you that you are rewarded in your life. And so what starts to happen is, instead of beating yourself up and being hard on yourself, how can you love that aspect of yourself? Because in this world, we're conditioned and we're super deeply, deeply programmed to deny our emotions that are negative. Who came up with the idea that emotions are negative? I think every emotion is accepted and should be welcomed because it's your body trying to tell you something, right? It's not like, oh, your body is wrong for telling you this. Your body is immaculately wise, and it's a machine, a beautiful machine that can heal itself, that creates, that experiences so much velocity and just amazingness. So when you trust your body and you trust and you say, how can I love this part of myself? How can I love this part of me that feels sad and feels scared? Because on the other side of that is the breakthrough. You don't just get these emotions thrown at you for no reason. It's a window, a portal. It's the opening to the portal of your soul. It's these emotions that are pulling you in and yearning you into your body are opening you up to the grand infinite potential that you carry within you, because it's opening you up to a grander, higher perspective than just the human self. Because so much of us, when we feel into the emotion, from a logical standpoint, we think, oh, I'm worthless, I'm nothing, I'm awful, I'm this, I'm that. When you tune into the energy, you're connecting to that higher source, which is within yourself. That is the divine compass that is here to direct your life, okay? So the real thing I was hearing from the angels in my meditation was that the universe isn't going to support anything built on fear. It's not going to support you hating yourself into change. I'm just shuffling cards if you can hear. It's not going to support you if you're trying to manifest your reality from a state of fear and all these different things. It's only going to support you if you're loving what you're doing. So essentially, it really is all about aligned action. It is about whatever action you're doing it with love and not doing it from a state of fear, because it will not make a ripple in this universe, because everything is energetic, everything is energy. And when you're wanting to manifest something or heal an emotional wound, or you're wanting to retrieve parts of yourself to become more authentic, or you're wanting to step into your dharma, your purpose, whatever aspect of it is you want to create in this world, it's not going to be backed by the energy of fear, and you're better off not doing that action until you've resonated and aligned back into your higher self. Now, it's not to say that you're going to be happy all the time and that if you're only your higher self when you're in this lollipop higher self land. No, it's more so, even if you're in a sad emotion, loving that sad emotion and appreciating it, because then on the other side is the breakthrough. Or let's say you're wanting to create a business and you're creating something and you feel like, oh, I don't believe. How can you love that part of you that doesn't feel good enough? Because that's your inner child not feeling assured. That loving vibration that wants to encourage you is what's going to move through those subconscious blocks, move through those parts of you that, because that's what's going to get you to achieve what it is you want through the energy of love. Okay. So the cards I pulled was held, and it's sureness of the soil, unseen help, support, and community. This community has been coming up so much for me, by the way. The word community keeps coming up for me, which is something that a lot of people are going to need. And it's a thing that lightworkers need to learn, is that they have to be open to help. They don't have to do it all on their own, because when you go through a spiritual awakening, you can kind of feel like you are doing it all on your own, but you're really not. You have guidance, you have help. So it's all about community. And I do want to announce this because this is super exciting. And also, if you're watching, please give this video a thumbs up. It helps me out a lot. Because I know the likes and the views aren't correlating right now. I'm calling you out. But what I've created is a membership called Expansion. And this has been something I've been wanting to do for such a long time. And Spirit was like, okay, now is the time. Now is the time people need this guidance. So I have created a membership. It's going to be a monthly membership where we hold Zoom ceremonies. And I call them rose ceremonies, because I want people to know that they can tune into that higher guidance to direct them in the right path of their life that they want to go and that they want to create. And it's a beautiful portal that I've created, and the first piece of content is going to be coming out tonight on it. So if you are joining today, you'll receive that, and it'll be every week. There'll be messages from angels, there'll be meditations, hypnosis, is that the word? How to manifest your reality from that state of wholeness, from that state of love, because the way we used to manifest isn't the way we're going to manifest now. Manifestation is going to come from a place of feeling empowered within yourself and allowing that to be the creational force for you, because we are here to create magical things, and we're also here to uncover our purpose. And I know a lot of people who watch me don't really know what their purpose is, and that's something that the membership, I really want to encourage and help you guys, is to step into your purpose, because you're worthy now to start helping people. You're worthy now to step into it if you're wanting to be an entrepreneur, or you're wanting to start your own little like a Reiki business or whatever it is. It's now the time, and I want to encourage people to give them that light and to give them that confidence that they can go out and do what it is they want to do, and also make shifts in their life and other parts of their lives that they don't feel that they're deserving of, or they don't feel worthy of, whether it's love. I'm also hearing for a lot of people, like, being in relationships that they know that doesn't serve them anymore. Like, I want to encourage people to really take their power back and their light back to go, I can choose this now and life is in my hands, and allowing that to be the creation. So I'm super excited to create that community, and that's going to be linked down below, and that's going to be the main portal where I'm going to post from now on, just because I just feel so much change is happening for people, and now is not the time for them to back down. Now is the time where people really are going to have to be mirrored back and go, no, I'm powerful. Because there is a lot of darkness that is in this planet that is going to do anything in its power to tell you that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy enough. And I'm here today to tell you that you are beyond worthy. You are beyond powerful. Okay. So I'm going to link that down below after this live stream is up and you can enroll today. I'm just so excited. It's very affordable. It's very cheap. It's just something I wanted to create, a beautiful community of lightworkers all around the world to empower, inspire, rewire, and manifest a beautiful life, as well as clear all those energetic blocks and heal ourselves and come home to ourselves and really believe and be our number one supporters. So I'm gonna link that down below. And the card that also came to me, which is really, I really love, is attracting like a rose, receive abundance and desires, which is something that I will be speaking a lot more in the membership, which is the money mindset, which is the abundance mindset. I see money as something that we draw in vibrationally by how much we believe we deserve it. And money is not slimy. It's not bad. It's a tool. It shouldn't be the end all be all of your life. Money doesn't define happiness, but it is a tool. And it is something that I think lightworkers also need to move through, because I hear this a lot. There's a lot of money blocks for people, a lot of money blocks of feeling they don't deserve it and almost underselling themselves and then resenting themselves for that. So that's a cycle I want to break in that in the membership. But okay, next card is the rose thread, the inner call, soul led, the mystic, living courageously. Starting to follow your soul more, okay? Starting to follow the soul essence that is within your heart. If you're feeling pulled to a certain country, I'm hearing for some people, feeling pulled to a new job, a new way of being. I'm hearing moving for a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people just want to pack up their bags. If you don't have a lot of obligations, encouragement to pack up and move. After the rain, silver lining, relief, hope, mercy, it's over, acceptance. So acceptance of the past, big one I'm hearing for people. Acceptance of the past, it's done. Let it go, take the lessons. All we have now is the present moment, and the present moment is where we harness the power of now, where we harness the guidance, because, oh my God, my ears are ringing, so this is really important for some people. A lot of people, they try and schedule and plan. The only way you're going to create new outlets and new pathways is through present guidance, because all there is presence. So for so long, I remember trying to force from spirit, being like, just tell me what my life path is going to be. Just give me the to-do list. And they kept saying back to me, they're like, Ella, you're only ever going to receive the guidance in the now moment. So I was like, fine. So I meditated and they were like, okay, go film your live stream. And I'm like, thank you. You know what I mean? But that's the way it's meant to be. You're going to be guided to little pathways, little things. That's the way life's meant to be. You're meant to be guided. And that's what opens up pathways. Also answer the call, leadership, empowerment, soul gifts. Yeah, a lot of people need to remember their soul gifts, that they have gifts. A lot of gifts coming through. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just am really excited because I'm ready for lightworkers to step into their power. I think we've done enough. There's been enough healing. There's been enough sitting with ourselves and loving ourselves. Now it's about reclaiming the power. And that's something I really see. I literally get flashes of yellow now from the solar plexus chakra. That's what angels are showing me. Like, now is the time for the power. Like, now it's time to really step out into this world and start living. Because a lot of people, I was speaking to a lot of clients, they felt for so long there was this force of energy outside controlling their life and they weren't almost able to do anything. And I was like, yeah, that was the experience souls had to experience to let go of attachment and control. But now it's about moving into that creational force. New beginnings, that's a card I pulled. Manifestation. Be very honest and clear about what you wish to manifest in your life. Very powerful. Something I'm going to want to set intentions in the Zooms. Moderation. Is there something you shouldn't be eating? Lighter foods, I'm hearing for people. More fruit. And wish wisely. Okay. So this is really all about manifestation. It's your time. That's what I'm really feeling for people. It's your time. It's your time for change. It's your time for new projects, new beginnings, new creations. And doing what you love, okay, instead of what you think you should be doing. Really, a lot of new beginnings, a lot of fresh experiences for people. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. So I'm going to leave you at that. Make sure to give this video a thumbs up and check out the membership down below, the expansion membership. It's going to be amazing. And I just can't wait to go on Zooms with you guys. It's going to be at the end of the month, I think the first Zoom, just to get people in first. And so there's enough people that don't miss it. But I want to create a rose ceremony, which is a portal. I got a download from the angels to say this was, it's going to be like a portal where we hold and raise the collective of one another to help us empower, uplift, and unveil our true gifts. And oh, I'm so excited. So yeah, I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day. Hopefully you're coming out of whatever period. I know for me, for the past 2 days, there was really heavy energies coming down from spirit. And I heard that it was a lot of light was being shone on us. And it's something that the body needs to integrate and anchor. So just be gentle with yourself. But know that for the next week or two, it's going to be very fresh. It's funny because it's what? We're going into autumn, but I'm hearing spring energy, like very light energy, even though it's not going to be spring. So yeah, give this video a thumbs up. I know I keep saying it, but there's like such a correlation. And check out the membership down below. I'm going to link it now. And I'm sending you all the love and the light in the world. Have a beautiful, blessed day wherever you are from. And I will see you soon.